Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. First segment done. We're continuing the fun. It's all about food, wine, and fun for years. And boy, today we're talking about one of my favorite growing regions in all of the wine world. The Central Coast is magnificent, not only for its scenery, for its microclimates, for the soil. It is just a great place to grow grapes, and it's so pretty. And to capture that, some really brilliant folks put together a book called The Winemakers of Paso Robles. It's a coffee table book. It's massive. You can learn more at Good Life Guide, or better yet, go to the winemakers. And the winemakers, series.com, note to self, they couldn't cover everybody, so we get to see another book in the near future. And then if you look at the Kickstarter program, you'll see that in the 30-day period that they wanted to raise $10,000, because believe me, putting together this book costs a lot of money, they raised over $30,000. And I just wish I would have known and could have been in, because for the book retails for almost $120, but some of the you could have got a limited signed edition by all the winemakers. I mean, it would have been so cool. But anyway, so my guest today, of course, had an integral part of this book, Paul Hodgins. He's works at the Orange County Register, and more importantly, he pens a column about wine called Good Libations, and he did all the writing and then thusly all the interview. Paul, before we talk about some of those interviews and the personalities that you spent time with, we must give a shout-out and kudos to Julia Perez. She was a photographer. Tell us a little bit about Julia.
She is brilliant, isn't she?
Yeah.
She works with David Garrett, the publisher. They're a husband and wife. They have a background in winemaking and winery owning, first in Argentina, then in Spain. They've lived fascinating lives. And she, along the way, became a very accomplished photographer. I think she studied photography in Barcelona. She specializes, as you can tell by the book, in portraits and close-ups of winemakers. She's fabulous at really capturing the soul of these winemakers. And that's really something, as you probably know, it's something that's not easy to do for photography. She spent a lot of time with them, would hang out for days in the vineyards, in tasting rooms, waiting for the right exact moment to capture these portraits. I think she's done a spectacular job, and really the book would have been much different without her participation.
Well, I wish I was a winemaker, but then I don't know if I would like her to take a picture of my face this close up, because then I could look and see all the little nooks and crannies of age. But, man, it really does set the stage for what you did next, you know, to see that picture and then to read your words about the man, the woman, the husband and wife team that are making wine. Let's talk about a few of those. We'll hold off on Dal to the end. How about this? Tell me this. Picking which ones you spoke to and included in the book had to be a challenge.
Ooh, that was a very tough time. Originally, we were going to do, 25 portraits. And then David and Julia went up there and started spending a lot of time there. And, of course, they got to know people and liked them, established friendships. And I get calls or texts or emails from David every week or so saying, I got a couple more I want you to do. Oh, here's another one. And, of course, 25 went to 30, went to 40, went to 50. I think we ended up with, 53 profiles, which was more than twice as many as I had originally planned.
Wow.
But you know what? I'm glad we included them all. And there's been a little grumbling about certain people who weren't in there. But for the most part, I think everyone's pretty happy with who we chose. And, of course, there's room for a second edition, I suppose, too.
Absolutely. Hey, the Winemakers series. It's all in the name. I think that's perfect. And
yeah, exactly.
You know, and you can't do everybody at once. But
no.
So you hit the road. You've got some direction from George and Julia. And first off, it's a scheduling issue because even though they only have one season of growing and grape production and winemaking, it's a year-round business, and oftentimes they're very busy, so you have to pick your time when you try and schedule this. Tell us a little about some of the characters. I'd like to start, you know, folks who have been drinking Central Coast wine know that there's some stalwarts, the Justins that we mentioned, Gary Eberle, and one of my favorites, Jerry Lohr. Tell us about that.
Such a great guy. I was expecting to get a short interview with Jerry, and I got to the winery, beautiful tasting room and, you know, private dining rooms up there east of Paso, and he had lunch all laid out for us. And so I sat down for, gosh, I think it was a two-hour meal with Jerry in his dirt farmer outfit, you know, and his great red winemaker, Steve Peck. It was more than I had dreamed of. And spending a couple hours with Jerry Lohr, you learn about the history of winemaking in California. He's an encyclopedia of knowledge, that guy. He's so humble and yet so influential, really, in what he's done for winemaking and for the Central Coast.
Well, you know, and still today, as the kids take over and have been running the day-to-day operation, and to have Peck making wine there in Paso obviously has done so much for the label. When you look at Los Osos Merlot, the 2014, it just got like a 90-some rating. And and these are magnificent wines at everyday prices that you just can't beat.
Exactly. What I really admire about Jerry and what he's done is that, you know, he's pushing up towards 2 million cases a year now. He might even surpass that. I don't know. He's one of the largest winemakers in the country. And yet, I always think that when you taste his wine, you get great quality at whatever price point you're paying. He does a $10 a bottle of Valdiguer, which is kind of like a Beaujolais, you know, a red wine, light drink, chilled. Fantastic wine for $10. You can buy his the lower-end Chardonnay. I can't remember what the name of the series is, but it's not going to cost you more than $14, $15 a bottle. And for that price, you can't beat it.
Yeah, J. Lohr River stuff.
Wine is worth. He really knows what he's doing. He knows how to make in volume without sacrificing quality, which is, as you probably know, quite the trick in the winemaking world.
Yeah, just magnificent stuff. Gary Eberle is a good friend. Him and I have judged at a couple different wine competitions. He and his wife are just a wonderful piece of work and such an important part, and so glad to have him back again at the helm of Eberle Vineyards. That must have been fun because, again, so many diverse backgrounds. I mean, Jerry is from Pennsylvania, near Moon Run near Pittsburgh, where my wife is from, and, you know, he was going to be a geneticist, and now he's a top winemaker.
Well, quite a football player, too. Joe Paterno spotted him, and, you know, he did pretty well with that in college. Wow. So he's a man of many facets, many sides to him. The frustrating thing about talking to him, of course, is that everybody wants a piece of his time, so the interview kept getting interrupted by friends and well-wishers. He's the kind of guy who can't stay out of the tasting room. He loves talking to people. He's like Bacchus, you know, everybody wants to be around him. He's always having a good time. Great story. I don't know if I should tell it, but he saw the photos Julia took of him, and he wasn't satisfied because he said, oh, geez, I just look too heavy. You know what? I'm going to go on a diet. So he did. Apparently did very well in the diet. Unfortunately, we couldn't retake his photo. But I'm happy to know that Julia inspired him to improve himself.
Yeah.
Perhaps in the second edition, we can take the pictures of the new slim down.
A before and after, yeah. Well, the photography is magnificent, and if that's one of the side benefits, what about, you know, my brother is a huge fan of and friends with Aseo.
Stefan.
Yeah, and Stefan is making probably some of the most cutting-edge, new-age wines, my words, not anybody else's, in Paso. That had to be a fun interview.
Well, and he's the one who drew Robert Parker's attention to Paso, him and a couple of others. But Parker said, this guy knows what he's doing. He is a hard guy to pin down. I've loved his wine for a long time. Gosh, ever since he used to have a tasting room that was open 20 years ago. He's a little bit, I won't say he's a recluse, but he's always so busy with the wine that it's hard to pull him away. Once you sit him down and talk to him, though, my gosh, he's got some stories. he is one of what I call the French renegades. There's several of them in Paso and other parts of California. You know, they certainly know how to make wine in the classic French way. They know how to make Burgundy or Bordeaux or Rhones or whatever. But they just chafe at the rules that are imposed upon them. And they come over here partly because, you know, they think of America and Paso in particular as the Wild West.
Yeah.
They can do what they want. They can blend whatever they want. No one's going to tell them what to do. As a result, they've created these amazing wines that I think are kind of a hybrid of the best qualities of the new and the old world.
Well, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place to grow wine, and the people that are doing it are fantastic. We've got Daniel Dow coming up next to talk about what he and his brother have put together on that famous mountain that you mentioned. And Paul, we checked with you. I should have asked George, and I just completely forgot, but the book is kind of pricey, but it's worth every penny. And
indeed,
you think it's okay if we give away a copy?
You know, I'm not the publisher, but hey, you know what? That's fine. I think he's been doing that, and I think it's perfectly okay.
It's just such a great book, and my listeners love wine so much. It would be a wonderful thing. Well, Paul, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time today, and great job. I can't wait for the next in the series. And you know what's going to happen after this. You do.
What's that? What?
Napa and Sonoma are going to be calling.
Yeah. Well, we kind of like the underdog region ourselves. We're thinking about Washington State.
There you go. Walla Walla, baby.
Yeah, I don't discriminate. If Napa and Sonoma want a book, we're open for business now. We'll talk.
This could be a lifelong career. It is a lifelong career.
It might well be, yeah.
Paul, thanks so much. Paul Hodgins, the writer that put together this great book. It is simply called The Winemakers of Paso Robles. Beautiful photography by Julia Perez. And it is a who's who, the first segment, who's who, of winemakers in Paso. It's a little over $100 to buy one. You should do that. And you can do that, of course, at the website, thewinemakersseries.com. There's links at Good Life Guy. Or, thanks to generosity here from the publisher, you can call area code 316-869-1330. Caller number 5, call now. Thanks a lot, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
See you. Call now, 316-869-1330. We'll be right back with Daniel Dow, co-proprietor and winemaker at Dow Vineyards in Paso. He's also featured in the book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.